The small figure shrugged.
Ship is the one thing both Abeloth and the Sith truly have in common. Although she's commanding him, we know that Ship doesn't seem overly fond of her. I picked up on that when I dealt with him, and Vistara confirmed it. He exists to serve the Sith and train their younglings. Abeloth doesn't fit into that programming, and yet he still serves her.
He has to,
Vistara chimed in.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't like her at all.
In the end, Ship is still a vessel, Luke said. He will always obey his programming, whatever his personal preferences. We know that about him, and that gives us an advantage. He had never liked the tendency some had of referring to Ship as a male. Ship was a construct, not a living being.
Well, that depends on how you define his programming,
Vistara said.
Ship wants to help the Sith, and he's programmed to do so. But he must also obey one with will enough to command him. Abeloth is simply too strong for him to disobey right now.
Luke eyed her for a moment.
He would come to you if he could, wouldn't he?
She nodded.
Even if you were helping us?
She hesitated, then said,
Yes, I think so. He wouldn't like it. He would come, even if just to try to get me back onto what he sees as the right path. But I'm a Sith youngling, and, well, not to brag, but he sought me out. I do think I have a bond with him.
Luke glanced over at his son, who had been quiet through this part of the conversation. Ben, too, had once had such a bond with the ancient vessel. During the time when Ben had been his Uncle Jason's apprentice, and therefore had been walking the line between the dark and the light side, he had encountered Ship on Zyost. The Sith had once been powerful on that world, and the miasma of dark side energy had lingered among the ruins that marked their former presence and lain heavily in the shadows of the woods. Ship, hidden deep in the bowels of Zyost and forgotten for millennia, had called to Ben, sensing in the then 14-year-old youth the brush of the dark side, sensing a Sith apprentice. Ben had responded, utilizing Ship as a way to get off the Forsaken world. He had not fully understood at the time that Ship was using him in the same way. He had managed to exert the force of his will over the vessel sufficiently to pilot it, and retained enough of that will not to succumb to its mentally whispered urgings. Far from achieving the unity that Ship and a dark side apprentice could have had, Ben had essentially ditched the training vessel as soon as he could, giving it to Jason as a gift once the younger Skywalker had safely returned. Ship had not seemed to like Jason, and had allied itself with a different Dark Force user shortly afterward. Luke found himself wondering what Ship's dislike of Jason meant, then shook it off. It was not relevant, not anymore.
If we can find Ship, then we'll find Abeloth,
Jaina was saying.
And if he's managed to escape her somehow, then he'll have sought out the Lost Tribe. We could find one or both of our targets by shifting the direction of our search to finding him instead of chasing them.
That's a great idea, Jaina, Luke said.
He was a little embarrassed he hadn't thought of it himself.
Ben, Vistara, you've both been inside Ship. Jaina, you've encountered him twice, and the second time you gave a good account of yourself. The three of you put your heads together and see what you can come up with.
I'd also like to utilize what resources we have back at the temple. Have someone start pulling whatever research we've got on Ship.
Luke nodded.
Get right on that.
Anyone in particular you'd like to work with? Jaina cocked her dark head, considering.
I think if Natua Wan's available, I could work with her. I know that most of the Jedi Knights affected by Abeloth are still having a close eye kept on them. And since I'm the one who brought her in when she snapped, I'd like to let her do something to feel useful.
Luke nodded, pleased but not surprised that this occurred to Jaina. He would have felt the same way. Even though it was certainly not the fault of the Jedi crazies, he knew that there was still a pall cast over Jedi Knights who had been, in the end, victims. Letting Natua Wan help with the research would give her something positive to do while keeping her in the temple.
Let's get right on it then, Luke said.
But first,
Ben said firmly, deactivating the holographic game in which he had been soundly trounced.
Lunch.